State Representative John Rainey joins us. Good morning. How are you?
Well, I'm doing pretty good.
All right. Now, you know, we really didn't talk about it a lot last week, but this was floated out last week having to do with where's the money going to come from to pay the teachers, and that rainy day word was used. So how's go ahead.
We passed a bill either yesterday or the day before time runs together sometime to, I think it was about $270 million mm-hmm. to go for TRS care. Which was kind of an extension of what we did in the regular session. We actually passed more money than we put in it, and the conference committee reduced the amount, and we are trying to boost that back up to where the TRS care is not as big a burden upon retired teachers.
Now, how's that sitting with your buddies over in the Senate?
Well, you know, who knows? I suspect it won't sit very well. But to me, it's only like 2% of the amount that's in the rainy day fund, so it shouldn't affect it at all, really. There was arguments that we shouldn't touch the rainy day fund, but the same people that argue that have never said, what is it for? Mm-hmm. Have never answered that question. When are we to use it? And I'm not for doing away with all of it or spending it all, but I can tell you that this seems to me to be one of the times where we ought to spend some of it to help that situation along a little bit.
Well, and I guess that's probably the whole idea. We thought it would be some sort of a natural disaster or some sort of a situation that would cause us to have to go into the rainy day fund.
I think that's what a lot of people think. But historically, it was used to fill budget needs. Like when after it was first created, it's been taken down to zero a number of times since it was originally set aside. So, you know, I think we've done a good job with it. There has even been a question brought up by the comptroller, Hager, that if we don't spend it, then it could hurt our bond rating because we're not taking care of our debts. So I guess there's all kinds of different thoughts, and I guess that's why we're here, is trying to make those thoughts come to light. Somebody change your mind. Let's do it. Don't do it. We're going to have to make a decision.
Now, as far as let's switch over to a couple other things that I think y'all are looking at today. You're going to consider several bills that have to do with underground or to groundwater regulation. We talked to Representative Cassell about that last week, the idea that you can take water and keep it and store it underground. I don't know if that's exactly what we're talking about with this regulation. And also, I think reimbursement rates for Medicaid therapy services are among the things y'all are going to look at today.
Both of those are very important. The water issue is complicated. I truly believe that just pulling water out of the ground and putting it in a hole and then claiming that we can use it later doesn't make a whole lot of sense. It seems to me that is it's allowed by the law. There's no doubt about that. But it seems like we're spending money on something that doesn't actually conserve water. In the case of brine, that's one of the things they're doing, and I'm not critical of it, it's because it is an avenue that they can use. But to me, to spend money to pump water out of the ground, put it back in the ground, and claim it's new water doesn't really make much sense.
Okay, well, I appreciate that. That's again, that runs counter to the way that some people certainly are feeling. All right, let's talk about the Medicaid therapy services and the reimbursement rates there. What happens?
That's going to be probably a more complicated one. I think it'll probably pass. What happens over in the Senate will be another question. It seems as though there's significant differences between the way the House is thinking and the way the Senate is thinking. And I think that we need to, some of those services are in Bryan and College Station that are going to be cut back and are done away with. And it's critical, and particularly with children, that we take care of them.
considering we have the largest CHIPS program, I think, in America. Yeah, that those are dollars that are going to be important. I see that a group of pastors is coming in today in favor of the bathroom bill. They're going to have a news conference this morning. Byron Cook, who's the chairman of that committee, says he doesn't think it's an important bill. Does that pretty well tell us the story of what's going to happen in the House with the bathroom bill?
It probably does. It probably does. It's got to go through his committee. I don't think that the speaker is very high on it. Frankly, I don't think it's going to get to the floor.
Wow. And only one special session? Is that how you're still seeing it?
I see it that way. I can't imagine the governor calling a special session again and going back and rehashing some of these things that we discussed. Many of them we discussed during the regular session. Couldn't come to agreement between the two houses, and I think that's going to be the same here. If we pass 6 of the 20, I think we'll be have done a fairly good job.
Well, the pressure is going to mount as we continue. So we'll look forward to talking to you next week and hope we've got some news for us, okay?
Well, you know, the truth is we don't have – the House has passed a number of bills and sent them to the Senate. The Senate hasn't heard of the House bill. And the Senate has passed all of those 20 bills and sent them to the House. We haven't heard any of those bills on the floor. So it's going to be crunch time.
It will be. But, I mean, don't y'all love working under pressure? State Representative John Rainey joins us every Thursday. You can hear the interview archived on our website. Stay busy. I'll talk to you next week, okay?
Thank you.
Thanks. See you. Bye.